Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Mark James on Sports Radio WEEI.
This was about a game where you know who the damn quarterbacks are.
Mark with a C.
Mark James knows how to fill time.
Mark with a C.
Oh, look. No. I get this every week. If you need a timeout, call on down and call it. I mean, come on, fellas.
Mark, you sit in your chair and shut up.
Mark James with an M. He's correct.
You're not on it. You're not on it at all.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Yes, hour number two. Oh, by the way, could add this to the trending, just came in now. Free agent third baseman Mike Moustakas signed a one-year deal to stay in Milwaukee per Ken Rosenthal. So Mike Moustakas, the baseball offseason, it's like watching a bad documentary series. It's so boring. I mean, Manny Machado, still unsigned. Bryce Harper, oh, there's a report, oh, maybe he's nearing a deal with the Phillies. He met with the Giants twice. Get going here. Get going. Come on. What are we talking about here? Let's get going. We've been seeing this since November. You know? I mean, let's get going. Hey, God, baseball. You don't even, we're already talking about what's going to happen on July 1st. July 1st for the NBA. We're already talking about where's Kyrie going to go? How about Anthony Davis? Are we going to trade Jay? Like, we're already talking about that. And baseball, this is why baseball doesn't get it. They just don't get it, and they never will. It's like, you know, I love baseball, but it's like you don't get, you don't capitalize. You don't capitalize when it comes to, you know, winter meetings. Winter meetings have been an absolute bore the last couple years. Whether they were in Calabasas or Carlsbad 1 year, and then they're in Vegas, and nothing happens. Nothing happens, man. It's ridiculous. NBA, NFL, oh, wait till you see when free agency starts. Coming up for the NFL, I believe is it March 3rd? Or so, around first week in March, it's going to dominate. It's going to dominate here in a couple weeks. But it just doesn't happen with baseball. It's like baseball is a VCR in an iPad world. They really are, man. This is what baseball. Ooh, Mariano Rivera, 100% of the votes. All the baseball voters are patting themselves in the back. Don't give yourself any credit. It's more of an indictment on how far behind that you are in the process. Don't start giving yourself all this undue credit. Well, how come Ken Griffey Jr. wasn't 100%? How come Ricky freaking Henderson wasn't 100%? So don't start giving yourself, start dropping your pants there and everybody's, you know, relax. You know, Mariano Rivera, that was a slam dunk. And like, I'm watching MLB now, oh, the baseball writers got it right. Oh, really? Then why didn't Curt Schilling not get in? I don't think they got everything right. Matter of fact, they got more wrong than they did right. Mariano Rivera, and you guys want to tongue each other on that? Please. There's another one that's getting some, I was thinking Leone's in Somerville, but Pino's Pizza on Beacon Street in Brighton is getting Pino's on Cleveland Circle. People are saying meatball good, sausage even better. So we'll see. I want to get a meatball sub, a homemade meatball sub. I'll drive to Somerville, even though I really don't want to. If it's as great as people say it's homemade meatballs, I will drive to Somerville. So Leone's Pizza and subs, I will come in for your meatball grinder if it's as good as people say it is. 617-779-7937. See, the text line is really good for certain things. You know, it can be toxic, which it usually is, but it's been some good recommendations. Hey, the text line, I'll never forget it, on Saturday, November 10th. Text line was the one who cued me in that the Sixers had just traded for Jimmy Butler. So the text line's good every now and then, but more often than not. Are talking about the Celtics. Should Kyrie play tonight? are the Celtics better off without him? I say hell no. Or as the late, great Whitney Houston would say, hell to the no. What do you say? Also, what would you do when July 1st rolls around if you're Danny Ainge? Do you pull that trigger on getting Anthony Davis to Boston and be willing to part with a 20-year-old budding star who's not even legally the age of being able to drink yet, and Jason Tatum? 6 years younger than Anthony Davis, but I mean, we don't know how great Jason Tatum can become. I'm not saying he's going to become the next Kobe Bryant. I'm saying he could become the next Kobe Bryant. That, to me, when I watch this kid, he has that ability. I don't believe he can become the next Kobe Bryant as long as Kyrie Irving is here, though. It will be Kyrie. Kyrie will be the quarterback of this team. It's going to be him. And I don't know if he can flourish and blossom and take his game to that next level. What about you? To the phones, Gary in Worcester. What's up, Gary?
Hey, how you doing, man? Calling about Kyrie playing tonight in the All-Star game. I kind of think it's going to be a good thing because he can knock some dust off before they got to play Milwaukee on Thursday.
They got a tough road trip. Milwaukee, Chicago, Toronto coming up.
Yeah, I'd rather see him knock the dust off tonight instead of try and go in there Thursday and play him and, like, stink out the joint. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Yeah, I could see that. So you don't have much of an issue with him playing tonight. You don't think it's a bad look?
No, not at all. I think you let him get his legs back a little bit before he has to play that game. And I think he's going to re-sign here. Everyone's talking he's not going to. I think he's going to. And I don't know how much I trust Anthony Davis. That guy is hurt more than he's on the court.
Yeah, good point, Gary. Nobody brings that up. And quite frankly,
Romo, basketball. So.
Yeah, and quite frankly, the next time Anthony Davis gets by the second round in his career will be the first time.
Exactly, yeah. So I don't know how much I trust him going in there, but I would rather keep Tatum and see where he goes with it.
I'm with you, man. I was so far Anthony Davis. I've gone back and forth with Dickerson. He and I do a Saturday show together, and obviously, you know, his history with the Celtics. He'll trade for Anthony Davis in a heartbeat. I, you know, you ask me tomorrow, Gary, and I'll probably be like all AD. But right now, I want to stick with Jason Tatum. I want to stick with him. I really do. I think that the Celtics will rue the day if they trade Tatum away.
Exactly. I was all on the AD train, and then this year came, and he's been hurt with the ankle, now the shoulder. I don't know if he's playing it off so he doesn't have to play because the Pelicans didn't want to play him to begin with, and then he got in trouble by the NBA that they had to play him, so I don't know if they're just playing it off or
mm-hmm.
what, but
right.
I don't think he's played a full season his whole career. So
yeah, he's been banged up. He has the propensity to be out here and there, but so does Kyrie Irving and a lot of guys. And it happens, but I you just don't, you know, Anthony Davis, yes, he's the best five in the league, but Gary, here's another thing too. The game has changed. Who was the last dominant big man to win a title? Shaq.
Shaq.
Like, and don't give me Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan was a four. He wasn't a big man.
I'd take Cat. Cat's pretty good.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah. I would take Karl Anthony Towns.
He's on the court too. He doesn't get hurt much. So.
No. And he, by the way, tremendous 3-point shooter too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gary, there's a lot of things. This Celtics could zig or zag. I don't know way. I don't know how this is, you know, this is going to play itself out. I really don't. Peter in Jamaica playing. What's up, Peter?
Hey, the Kyrie Irving thing?
Yeah.
Personally, okay, no one knows if they're better with Kyrie or without him because it hasn't happened in the playoffs, okay?
Well, it did last year. It did last year, Peter. Peter, hold on. It did last year. They were without Kyrie Irving in the playoffs. They made it to Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
It's really good.
So that's what I'm saying. We have a track record without him in there, okay? My personal opinion is they're a better team right now. They're a better team defensively, and I enjoy watching them more when Kyrie Irving isn't playing. He's a blast to watch. You know, he's phenomenal. But I like, you know, the San Antonio type of basketball where everyone's getting Gordon Hayward's a great player. Al Horford's a great player. Jason Tatum's a great player. You know, you don't want to just defer to Kyrie Irving. I'd rather have three closers than one. because if you watch the LA game, okay, and he was going to be the closer, just like Isaiah Thomas, he went into the lane and three guys swallowed him up, and he had no thing to do. But the big thing is, okay, I like the team that played last year. They are proven that they are a very good team.
So why are they, let me ask you, Peter, why are they not, and I'm throwing this out there because I don't think they're as likable as they were a year ago, but why are they not as likable? Why are they reminiscent of that 2017 Red Sox team?
I think they're very likable except for two things. Likeability. Kyrie Irving is not a likable dude. I think he maybe is a great guy, but when he talks to media, he's not a likable dude. And Jaylen Brown, I want him out of here because he's an excellent child.
Can't argue with you there.
Those two people, I think, are unlikable. The rest of the team, I mean, how can you not love Aaron Baines? How can you not love Jason Tatum? Marcus Smart. Are you kidding me?
Aaron Baines, when healthy, Aaron Baines has been a huge, huge help to the Celtics season this year.
He's the coolest guy in the world.
Yeah, he's cool. I like Baines. Baines has been a wow. I mean, it's two. You know, that year when the summer that Danny acquired Hayward and Irving, he got Morris and Baines, and those have paid off dividends for this team.
Yeah, and Daniel Tice, I mean.
Yeah, Tice hasn't been bad. Tice is nice.
So I think they're a likable team except for those two dudes, and we know that they're a good team without Kyrie. Maybe they're a better team with him, but we don't know, because if he's injury prone, okay?
Yep.
For the rest of, you know, I don't want to sign at someone who's injury prone for 5 years. And I do not want Anthony Davis. I want Jason Tatum. I want Marcus Smart. I want draft picks. I don't want them mortgaging the future for this one guy. To me, he doesn't look like a Boston guy. He looks soft. Kevin Garnett was a Boston guy. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah, KG, by the way, that's an interesting point. You bring that up, that there is a level of softness, shall we say, about Anthony Davis that we're so enamored by the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Oh, Anthony Davis, we all just swoo, and Danny, you know, is leading the charge, beating this Anthony Davis drum. Go back, last dominant big man to win a title, Shaq. And Shaq wasn't dominant the last time he won a title in 06. I covered that team down in Miami. Dwayne Wade carried that team. Shaq was a little out of shape and fat, and he rode the coattails of Dwayne Wade in that 06. So the last time Shaq was dominant when the Lakers won it all was 02. That was 17 seasons ago, man. I mean, Jesus, LeBron was a junior in high school that year. You know, the game has changed. The game has changed. If Jason Tatum can get back, the one thing I don't like about Jason Tatum's game this year, his three-point shot isn't as good. It's just not as good. I want him to get back to that three-point shot that he had back then. And it just seems when I watch him, that's the one criticism of his game that I can point and say, yeah, you got to get back that shot, that three-point shot that he had a year ago. And I don't know where it is. Celtics better with or without Kyrie. 617-779-7937. You can give me the stats. They're 9-2 without him. But 7 of those 9 wins are against teams who are out of the playoffs. They're 2-2 without him against playoff teams. So let's keep that in big time perspective here. They beat up on a lot of garbage competition. So you got to look at from that perspective, that it's not all cut and dry. Are they better without Kyrie? Because I personally don't think they are. And I think they need Kyrie. But I don't think Kyrie realizes how much he needs them. Kyrie thinks he's going to wave some magic wand and take his talents to 34th and 7th in Broadway and just restore the glory to the Knicks. Well, he better bring Kevin Durant along with him. So if he thinks he's going to do this with Jimmy Butler, it ain't going to happen. Now, if they get Anthony Davis and Jimmy Butler, all right, Jimmy Butler has killed locker rooms, okay? He did it in Chicago. He did it in Minnesota. And he's already gotten into a spat with Brett Brown in Philadelphia. If you think Jimmy Butler is the answer in New York City, you got, as Judas Priest once sang, you got another thing coming. I mean, Jimmy Butler, please. Remember how we all wanted Jimmy Butler? Or like, well, I didn't, but a lot of people, oh, I'd love to get Jimmy Butler. Oh, yeah. Let's get Butler. Let's bring him in here. Let's trade away the Cleveland pick and Sacramento and the Philly pick. Bring in Jimmy Butler. Yeah. You don't hear anyone saying that anymore. Jimmy Butler is a team killer. He is. And from what my sources tell me, and people that I know in Chicago, Jimmy Butler started to become this Hollywood guy when he started to associate with, get ready for this, my sources tell me this, and I believe them, in Chicago, Mark Wahlberg. Jimmy Butler and Mark Wahlberg became friends a long time ago, and that's when Jimmy Butler started acting like a fool. I'm just saying, I don't know how much truth there is, but sources have told me that. And he has acted a fool in Chicago, Minnesota, and a little bit he's shown his ugly side in Philadelphia because he didn't like the offensive system not flowing through him. 617-779-7937. You believe the Celtics are suffering from that unlikability like the 2017 Red Sox? Kyrie Irving, better with or without him? Mark James on WEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
When the trade deadline is approaching, what is it like in your locker room?
I mean, you can feel the tension in the air. Everybody's looking at their phone. You know, there's a lot of media talk, you know, rumors and things like that. So it's kind of hard what to believe. And I try to block out all the outside noise as much as possible.
What's it like when you hear your name mentioned as trade rumors?
You know, you start to understand this is a business. I play basketball, and I just got to control what I can control. But I love being on the Celtics. You know, I don't want to play there my whole career.
That's Jason Tatum. I'm Mark James, and I like that. I like how he just came out without, like, he just offered, I want to play in Boston my entire career, my whole career. And I like that. I mean, Jason Tatum has been one of the bright stars that was really unexpected. You didn't know. And when you think about this Celtics team, go back to the summer of 2017. You think about the cerebral intelligence of Danny Ainge. He could have zigged instead of zagging. And what I mean by that is go back to that summer and remember that they could have, quote, backed up the Brinks truck for Isaiah Thomas and then drafted Markelle Fultz number one. Could you imagine where this team would be right now if they had just stood pat and they kept Isaiah and drafted Markelle Fultz, who's already been tossed around like some bad rental car down to Orlando? Philly's already gotten rid of him. He's one of the bigger busts since Anthony Bennett as the number one overall pick. So think about those two moves. Nope, I'm going to trade Isaiah, Jay Crowder, and all these guys. I'm going to get Kyrie, and then I'm going to fleece the Sixers. They're going to give us a future number one. We're going to trade down the three, and we're going to take Tatum. That basically changed the course of Celtics history as we know it today because those two moves. And then I mentioned thereafter, and that wasn't it. He signed Gordon Hayward. He acquired Marcus Morris and Aaron Baines. And therein lies the team that is currently constructed. The brilliant moves of Danny Ainge. You can say what you want and say what you will, but that guy, and he hasn't been perfect. I mean, he took Kelly Olynyk over the Greek Freak, but then again, so did a lot of teams. Nobody knew the Greek Freak would turn out to be an MVP type candidate. Nobody knew. 617-779-7937. Jason Manchester, thanks for holding. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother? If you give me give me a minute. You just mentioned the Greek Freak.
Yeah.
People, I just can't stand living off of last year's success in the play. I get it. Curry wasn't there for the playoffs. Good. That's great. Giannis has gotten better. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
no, Jason, he's got to be the MVP of the NBA right now.
Exactly. So, like, this notion that because they did it without Kyrie last year, Kyrie played over 50 games with them last year. So, I mean, this whole notion that we can do, like, it's Kyrie is the problem. I get it. If Kyrie had said in New York, which I believe was more directed towards the media, if Kyrie had said, I love it in Boston. I'm coming back to Boston. Nobody would say that this is a Kyrie problem right now. I'm telling you.
But Jason, he did do that.
Yeah, but Kyrie and Tatum are friends.
No. But Jason, he did do that before the season to the season ticket holders.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is that they asked him the question again because his name was dragged with KD. You know, and that's another question I want to ask you, though. His name was involved with KD. Kyrie never said any of that. Before that, it was Kyrie was coming back to Boston. And then in New York, of all places, they asked him the question. It just seems a little fishy to me. So he's like, ask me July. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, I believe Jason Tatum and Kyrie are friends.
No, I know. I think the divide... Jason, the divide in the locker room is between Jalen Brown and Kyrie. Jalen Brown...
Exactly. And Marcus Morris. So, yeah. Let me ask you this question. We all talk about AD. Look, Kyrie and Tatum are friends. I believe they are. So let's just answer this question. There's other free agents out there. Why wouldn't KD maybe want to play with Tatum and Kyrie? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, and they made, you know, Tom Brady went to the Hamptons that summer with Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens and made a pitch. Yeah. But I
just think that at that time, we didn't have Kyrie on the team. We didn't have Jason Tatum. You know what I'm saying? Like, now there's a little bit more incentive for him to come to the East, maybe. Maybe try to compete in the East and not the West. I don't know. It doesn't have to be AD.
By the way, Jason, nobody brings it up, and you bring up an interesting point. I mean, don't even get me. I mean, dude, you're getting me really excited thinking about the possibility of Kevin Durant ever coming to Boston. That would be unreal.
Why not? There's other free agents out there.
Oh, and by the way, I would take
but
Durant.
But the notion that we don't need Kyrie this year, right. I don't want to hear it anymore. I really don't. It's really pissing me off.
So why do people keep saying it?
But can they win a seven game? Maybe the 76ers. I'll give them that. But can they beat the Bucks or Toronto without Kyrie?
Well, they beat the Bucks last year without him. But here's the difference.
The players have all gotten better.
And by the way, here's the biggest thing too, Jason. They have arguably one of the top three coaches in the league now, in Mike Budenholzer. Last year they had some dude Prunty who was like some interim temporary guy, and he was horrible. Now they got Budenholzer.
Right. We need Hayward, we need Kyrie, we need everybody on this team right now. It just comes up to the coach. The coach needs to do a better job getting them all to work together.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Hayward's the new guy. I get it. Maybe it's Hayward that getting involved with the system. And Kyrie was involved with the system last year. We all forget that. You know, so we're all looking at Kyrie because of the words he said in New York. What if it's not Kyrie that is the problem? Brown has had problems with more than one person. Morris isn't like the greatest of guys to talk to about lack of effort because he sometimes shows it too. But when two people are saying it about one person, maybe that one person is the issue.
And the issue is Jalen Brown. Jason, thanks for calling. I agree. Jalen Brown is he has been a guy when I think of the Celtics and the word unlikable comes to mind, I think of Jalen Brown. And then I think of Terry Rozier. I think those two guys are friends and they, you know, they haven't accepted that when Kyrie and Hayward were out last year, those two guys stepped up. But though now that they're back, they haven't accepted that they're just supporting cast members. They're not the box office main attractions. I was watching this movie last night on Netflix. Came out in 2007. Great movie. tremendous movie, Zodiac, with Robert Downey Jr., Jake Gyllenhaal, and Mark Ruffalo. Amazing movie. Chloe Savini's in it, too. Chloe Savini. And, you know, and then there's secondary characters in that movie. That's where Jaylen Brown comes in. You're not Robert Downey Jr. Kyrie Irving is. You're not Mark Ruffalo. I mean, that would be Gordon Hayward. You're not Jake Gyllenhaal either. And I think Jaylen Brown has some delusions of grandeur. I think Jaylen Brown is a really good player, and I think that he could possibly, you know, take his game. It's not going to happen here. I think you've seen what Jaylen Brown has done, and I don't want to call him a cancer. I'm not going to call him a locker room killer, but there's the internal strife that exists inside that Celtics locker room, and it's between Jaylen Brown and Kyrie and Jaylen Brown and Morris. And you know, Kyrie and Morris are veteran leaders. So you have this young guy in his third season, and he's trying to get paid. He's trying to get his game the next level. He's shooting his shot. And from a really hot reporter, Taylor Rooks, telling her that he's going to win five rings by the time he's 28. You know, he's really trying to elevate. But I just think that in this system right now, Jaylen Brown, he needs to know his role. He needs to. You know, like, it's somewhat, you know, you look at whether it's a talk show, whether it's like some of the most successful people in this world, and, you know, you can make fun of them because maybe they weren't ever, you know, leading roles or whatever, or like even in talk show, like my idol, the great Howard Stern, Robin Quivers has been his co-host now for close to 40 years. But she never tried to go out and do her own thing and do the Robin Quivers show and break away and secede from Howard, because she realizes that her strength is playing off Howard. She's not trying. She doesn't have these delusions of grandeur. And she probably could have been very successful doing her own thing. But she realized, I'll never be better on my own than I am with the king of all media, Howard freaking Stern. And that's the thing that Jaylen Brown doesn't understand. He thinks that Kyrie is stifling his game. He's not. Jaylen Brown, and he could end up being a very good player. When I look at Jaylen Brown, I think his ceiling is sort of like Aaron Gordon, maybe better. I don't know. I mean, he's a, maybe a very poor man's Paul George at his best. And when I say poor man Paul George, I'm talking really poor man Paul George, like under the bridge Paul George. Nowhere near, but like a really poor Paul George, which is fine. But it's not going to happen here in Boston. Not when you have guys like Kyrie Irving and Jason Tatum here. You're always going to be, you're never going to be the lead, bro. You're never going to be the lead. They're the lead. People go to the movie to see them. People go to TD Garden to see them. Some people might go to see you, but you're not the box office attraction that they are. And I think Jaylen Brown has been an issue for this team. And it's going to be interesting to see how Brad Stevens deals with this the rest of the season. I think he's gone after the season. I think Danny Ainge gets rid of him, and because he's become some sort of an issue. I don't want to call him a locker room cancer. That's very harsh. So I don't think he's that. I don't think he's a locker room cancer. I don't want to say he's a TO or something like that. But he's certainly been a guy this year that is not. I mean, you could see it the other night when Jason Tatum had this thunderous dunk down the lane against Philadelphia, and the entire bench was going nuts. Jaylen Brown got up really slowly and gingerly and gave like a golf clap. Like when Marcus Morris talks about the other guys not being happy for their other teammate's success, he's talking about Jaylen Brown, folks, without calling him by name. It's not hard to figure out. And he might even be referring to Terry Rozier. Might. And that's probably true. but he's definitely referring to Jaylen Brown. All right, lines loaded. We'll get to all your phone calls next. Keep this going, 617-779-7937. Mark James here with you on the Mark James Experience.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
So just to follow real quick, so people who had reported, it's the Lakers and then it's the Knicks.
I never gave a destination.
The man Anthony whose Davis voice it is, Anthony
never gave
Davis.
A destination okay. Where he wants to play.
Okay.
Ah, a little third person there. Little third person. Can I hear that again, Drew? Anthony Davis never gave a destination, he said.
It's the Lakers and then it's the Knicks.
I never gave a destination.
The man
Anthony
whose
Davis
voice it is, Anthony
never
Davis.
Gave a destination
okay.
Where he wants to play.
Okay.
Hey, reporter, shut up when the man is talking. We want to hear from him, not you. Don't talk over the interview. And that's coming from me, who has a propensity to do that every now and then, and I have to be
the
mindful.
The man whose
Davis
voice it is, Anthony
never
Davis.
Gave a destination.
Right. Shut up when Anthony Davis is talking. No one cares about you, and we don't know who you are. Shut up. I actually liked the three-point contest last night. I watched it. Can't believe Joe Harris beat my guy, Steph Curry. But whatever. Every blind squirrel gets a nut every now and then. But I love the three-point contest. I don't know. I find it fascinating. Slam dunk contest. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. There's certain things in sports that we need to do away with. The slam dunk contest. The home run derby, just please go away. Just please go away. I mean, do you, like, people out there get a thrill over seeing some jacked up dude, more than likely on PEDs, getting a 38-mile-an-hour gopher ball down the middle of the plate and hitting it out of the stadium? Ooh, wow. Oh, it's so great. Oh, the dunk contest. Oh, yeah. Oh, this guy can dunk without anybody trying to defend him. Oh, wow. Now, the dude last night who dunked over Shaq, I'll admit that was pretty impressive. I'll give him that. But more than likely, it's just, come on. There's certain things in sports that we need to move on from. And that is probably at the top of my list that we can, you know, we could probably do without. Just saying. 617-779-7937 to get in. We're going to also shift gears a little bit coming up on the Colin Kaepernick situation. He's said the Panthers or the Patriots, according to his attorney. So how about them apples? Could you imagine Colin Kaepernick here in New England? Say it isn't so, but that's what he's eyeing right now. He seems to think that there could be a chance he could come to New England. Oof, I would definitely not want to see that at all. Also, I'm going to hit on that Jussie Smollett situation. The actor from Empire, who the entire media jumped on some alleged assailants that were MAGA crowd supporting Donald Trump. there was some racially charged incident where they got a rope out, and now they found out the two guys they arrested who are from Nigeria are, they said that the actor might have put them up to it. So this is, now it's going to a grand jury, which is crazy. It's just a story of interest. It has nothing to do with sports, but I mean, just the thing I hate about it is the media. And people who hate the term fake news, well, pretty soon, fake news is going to turn into fake media. Because the media reported this incident as if it was a fact. And now authorities in Chicago are looking at this guy, Jussie Smollett. And I don't watch Empire. I never have. And they're saying that maybe he's the guy that put them up to it. And first of all, I don't know, but if this dude Manti Te'o'd himself, his career is over. You might as well move to a third world country, bro. You're done. I don't know why anyone would do this and try and set up something and orchestrate something, but something is a little untoward right now. But the media, including Good Morning America, CNN, MSNBC, they report it as if it was fact, and they went after the Make America Great Again crowd for no reason and completely chastised and castigated them, rendering a verdict without a trial. I will get to that coming up because this story is unbelievable. And if you followed Jerry Callahan on Twitter, he is, and Mutton Callahan as well, their Twitter account, they have talked about it. I mean, everybody's talking about it. It's just so bizarre. It's Manti Te'o on that story on steroids. And the Manti Te'o, whatever, he had a fake girlfriend at the time. It was a really big deal. Not as much now. But I'll get to all your phone calls now. We'll talk Celtics, 617-779-7937. Bob and Everett's up next. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Great, great. So this is my feeling. The upcoming NBA draft lottery is going to dictate what's going to happen to the Celtics, and let me lay out why, because there'll be several dominoes to fall if things go in one or two different directions. If the Knicks win the lottery, they're going to draft Zion Williams.
No doubt. No doubt.
Kyrie and Durant will go to New York.
Wow.
If the Knicks, and they have the cap space to do it.
They do.
If the Knicks do not, Kyrie will pair with Kevin Durant. We will be able to keep Jason Tatum. We will move Gordon Hayward in the side and trade, and we'll be able to keep our draft picks. And then we will also move Jaylen Brown, and we will re-sign Marcus Morris for offense off the bench. How do you like that?
So say the Celtics part again.
We are going to do a sign and trade and move Gordon Hayward to Golden State because the numbers will work for Kevin Durant, and they'll be happy with that. It'll take the pressure off of the Celtics for signing Gordon Hayward because we're moving him to Golden State and we're getting a top five player for him.
Because they're going to lose Klay Thompson to the Lakers. He's going to the Lakers, no doubt. Yeah. I think it's a four. He grew up in L.A. His dad was a Laker. There's no secret. Klay Thompson wants to be a Laker. So why would Golden State trade Kevin Durant? Well, first of all, Durant can opt out.
Kevin Durant's leaving.
Right.
So they're going to save face and help the Celtics be able to sign Durant by moving Gordon Hayward's contract. And they get something out of it as opposed to just Durant walking and losing Klay Thompson, too.
Interesting, Bob.
Win-win.
But you really thought this through. Do you really think Golden State would do this?
Well, why wouldn't they? If you are in their position and you're going to lose two of your best three players, you'd be foolish not to.
Yeah, I mean,
because then you can say, okay, well, we can re-sign Boogie Cousins, have Gordon Hayward. Okay, and then we're not that bad off.
That's
everybody
true.
Wins.
Right, that's true. Because then if you're stuck with Steph and Draymond Green, I mean, you're nowhere near. I mean, you dropped about a 5 or 6 seed in the West. I mean, Gordon Hayward would be great for them. Would be great, and I think Steph and him would play very like he would take the place of Klay Thompson. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And here's the thing too. We addressed the chemistry issue because we moved Gordon Hayward. We keep
the one thing that you were saying that we would that the Celtics would get Kevin Durant and lose Kyrie Irving, right?
No. We keep Kyrie Irving.
Oh.
But we move Gordon Hayward to use his contract to free up the space for Kevin Durant.
Ooh. Well, if Golden State would be willing to do that, you just trade him for nothing then, for a bag of balls at that point.
Well, Hayward's going to come back to form, I think. He's
yeah.
starting to show that.
Yeah.
But there's not enough basketballs on this team. So if you move him and then you do a another trade to move Jaylen Brown because he's kind of being a pain in the you-know-what.
Right.
That allows you to keep, hopefully, Marcus Morris if there's money. I think he'd be happy being the big gun off the bench.
Oh, yeah, Marcus Morris, that's the one thing about
it. Problems there.
Yeah, that's the one thing. He doesn't mind, like, I don't know if he minds, but he excelled coming off the bench. He took that. It's a contract year for him, and I don't think he'll be back in Boston next year because they're not going to pay the kind of money he can get on the open market. But nonetheless, wow, Kyrie and Kevin Durant on the Celtics. Wow, that is so much better than Anthony Davis. I'm sorry. I know Kevin Durant is older than Anthony Davis, but oh man, I would Kevin Durant on the Celtics? Are you kidding me? Wow. Start planning the routes in June for the duck boat parades. You get Kevin Durant here and wow. That to me would be awesome. And with all due respect to Anthony Davis, it's like that's like you get Kevin Durant still in the prime of his career. The guy's coming off back-to-back finals MVPs. You bring him here to Boston, and who knows what he's going to do in these finals? Because you know they're going to win it again. They're going to win it 3 in a row. And then he goes up to another level. Eric in Miller's Falls. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up, Mark? How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still juiced, actually, about the idea of Durant coming to the Celtics.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. This last caller really put it together for me. I wanted to hear how it would address the chemistry issues, actually. And that's actually what I wanted to talk about is, and it seems like Bob knows, chemistry on a team is so important. And I think that the Celtics should look at the Patriots. They should maybe look a little bit at the Patriot way. Maybe it's just the NBA is a different sport. Their best player, Tom Brady, you know, playing for under market value, you know, taking the pay cut for the team. And, you know, I like guys like Moore stepping up and calling it out. And I think the Celtics could really benefit from taking a look at the Patriot way, getting Belichick in there to give a speech to the team.
Mm. You know? Well, that wouldn't be bad. Hey, anytime you can get any sort of rub from Foxborough, Eric, it's a good thing. Anything. That's why I kind of felt bad that night that Belichick was there when LeBron came to town last Thursday night and they blew that 18-point lead. And I was like, oh, God. I'm like, you can't do that in front of the hoodie. You can't do that in front of Belichick. That's just, it's like, man, like, you just can't do that. That cannot happen. But
well, we need to recruit his mindset to this team. The Celtics have a ton of talent. They showed that last year they could do it without Kyrie, without Hayward. You know, guys stepping up left and right. You know, guys relish that. And having Kyrie back, I don't think it's a good fit for this team. But when I hear about guys like Durant coming, I'm like, okay, maybe that takes it to the next level. And it's not all on Kyrie's shoulders. But I think right now, they showed they had plenty of talent, and everyone's talking about Brad Stevens now like he's not a good coach. Last year, they're saying he's coach of the year for bringing his group almost to the finals. So I think it's all chemistry. It's all how guys feel about playing together. You know, if they're not playing with heart, they're not supporting each other, you know. That's one of the major ways you can influence a basketball game.
Yeah, chemistry is everything, Eric. And
yeah,
when Kyrie and Marcus Morris have gone off in their post game this year at times, and Kyrie talked about calling LeBron and why he was unable to get through to the young players, that was indirectly pointed right at Jaylen Brown. The same thing with Marcus Morris last Saturday night. It's right at Jaylen Brown for Jaylen being a me first player. Jaylen Brown he starts to see that now those opportunities that he had a year ago aren't there anymore because you got to share the ball with Hayward and Kyrie and Tatum, where it was just him and Tatum last year. Remember Brown and Tatum, Tatum and Brown. And it was just like those two were like the dynamic duo. Yeah. Now you have to, you know, now you're not getting those quality minutes anymore. You're not getting as much playing time. You're not getting all the things that you were getting a year ago. But you have to adapt, bro. You can't, you know, be some malcontent and you're going to hold this team back. You can't do that. And to me, there's that you can see it. Like those things that Kyrie and Marcus Morris have talked about this year when they've gone off on the team, that's without saying his name, they're pointing at Jaylen Brown. He's no longer with us. Okay, well, those are the two back-to-back winners. We're doing so well until then, Drew, but we'll move on. Speaking of moving on, we'll talk, you know, you want to chime in more about that, the Celtics, that's fine. Also want to bring a couple things up and get to. I want to explore the Kaepernick situation, and would you be welcome, dare I ask this question, with Kaepernick possibly coming to New England to back up Tom Brady? I say emphatically, vehemently, absolutely not. Hell no. Hell no. We'll get to that. Also, another Red Sox has said he will go to the White House. He was an MVP candidate a year ago, J.D. Martinez. So Dan Shaughnessy wrote the article on most of the players who aren't going are minorities, and most of the players who are going are white. Thoughts on the Red Sox going to the White House and visiting the president of the United States, Donald Trump? Also want to get to that Jussie Smollett story, which boggles my mind, and how the world and the media just basically completely tore apart the MAGA crowd and blamed them for allegedly assaulting this actor who now is being questioned, and it's going to go to a grand jury, which is absolutely, if this guy, and I'm saying if, because I don't know he did it, I don't know he didn't, but if he made this, guy went on Good Morning America this week with Robin Roberts, but we're going to have for you next as well, the mainstream media and the things that they did to already render a verdict of guilty without knowing the facts. We'll get to all that. 617-779-7937.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.